Ticketmaster or call 248-645-6666. Podcast at TT Energy Music Theater.
Hi, this is Lee Allen, and of course, there we have a little promo, a little thing for what's going on. What was that all about?
That was a rock and roll show going on at, bite my tongue, Pine Knob this weekend.
Pine Knob.
I'm sorry, I'm stuck in the past, can't teach an old dog new tricks.
Is that anything like Oak Knob?
Oak Knob?
Oak Knob, or Balsa Knob, or Pine Knob. That is the name of the place.
That's right.
Okay. I'll tell you what, and there's a little email that's coming through.
Somebody correcting us.
Yeah, we did want we get corrected.
Thanks,
all
Jim.
The time.
We're John, I mean.
Overload the email department. The volume that we were talking about, I'm just looking at it now. It says March 27th, 1965, and I don't know if that's the right one. I want to take a look and see if it is. Yes, it is. That's the one that has those memorabilia things that you were talking about. Hi, this is Lee Allen, and what do we have here?
I've got two folks you want to talk to, Lee. First of all, let's head out to Hamburg. We've got Jim on the line. Jim, how you doing?
If you need help, hang up and then call your operator.
Jim wants us to call the
operator. Was it something I said?
It must have been.
Well, here's a guy we've been talking about on the air, and I assure him we are not bad-mouthing him right now. Hey, George.
Hey, Jimmy. How's it going?
George Griggs, Lee.
Hey, Lee Allen.
How are you?
Good.
Where'd you get all that stuff?
I've been collecting it for years. I seen you at Art Volo's a couple years ago.
Art Volo?
Art Volo. You know, the world famous Art Volo?
Never heard of Art Volo.
Oh, come on.
Come on.
What did you collect that or did Art collect it?
Oh, I've been collecting the stuff for years. And I put something together for somebody, for myself. And where did you get that from? John, somebody you said?
John Doe. Do you remember John Doe?
I don't remember the guy. Who's that?
You do remember John Doe. You know what we used to ask that question. What does John do?
What does John do?
Actually, he is online right now, and he'll probably tell us exactly what it is. So you've been saving all of those things. What did you do? Listen to the radio and tape everything? What did you
do? I've been collecting jingles for years. I've just been collecting them for years, and I got some from Ken R. down in Toledo, and got some air checks. I put a couple CDs together I'm a mobile disc jockey, and I did a thing from Austin High School. In fact, Dick Kernan told me you were looking for that one thing that I made.
Actually, John says that he did get it from Dick Kernan.
Oh, did he?
And of course, Dick Kernan, I have to explain because people, Dick Kernan is a vice president of the Specs Howard School, and he was one of the guys that we ran around with at Wall Lake Casino back in those days, and was a producer. Those things are worth absolutely nothing except for the memory.
Right.
And so you've collected them, and you have them, and we've had a little fun here this afternoon.
Yeah, that's good. It's you guys got a good show going on there.
George, thanks a million. Keep listening,
Lee.
And keep supplying things, and we'll use them,
Not
and we'll talk
problem.
To you as we go along.
Okay, thanks, Lee.
Thanks a lot.
Bye, Jim.
You're here at AM 1460. And that's WPON.com around the world. My name is Lee Allen. We're here with Jimmy James. We have all kinds. We have CDs thrown everywhere all around the studio. And what do we have now?
Now we've got a request going out to Bill listening over at Medina University. He wants another Motor City memory. Lee, I think you remember this guy. Nathaniel Mayer.
Motor City memory?
Yes.
Is that like the car factory flash?
No, we don't do any flash in here.
We don't. Come
see us anyway. You're better off.
Careful, it's Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, that's right. None of that stuff.
On we go. Yes, I do. Remember Nathaniel.